Well, one of the best things about living in Wisconsin is the amazing variety of natural areas and the species, the wildlife species that we can enjoy throughout the state. Larry Mueller here. So great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the best things about living in Wisconsin, I think, is the fact that we have a great organization called the Natural Resources Foundation. They do a lot of wonderful work to support the Department of Natural Resources and to help folks like you and me connect with nature, and have two folks from the Natural Resources Foundation with us today to talk about all the great events that are coming up. And certainly, I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments as we move along. Ruth Obedahl is the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Ruth, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's great to be here, Larry.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have you here. Christine Tanzer is the field trip coordinator for the Natural Resources Foundation. And Christine, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Larry, for having us.
Appreciate it very much. Let's talk, and let me give a phone number here. If you're listening in today, maybe you've participated in one of the events that the Natural Resources Foundation has held. They hold, well, I think there's 151 amazing adventures coming up this year. Maybe you participated in one last year or the year before. I hope you'll join us with your comments about those trips. Or maybe you've got questions about this year's trips. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Ruth, first, let's talk about the mission of the Natural Resources Foundation and kind of maybe a little history, how to get started and so forth.
Yeah, the Natural Resources Foundation started in 1986, so we've been around for 29 years.
Oh.
I know, and we're a membership organization. We invite everyone to become a member. And what we do is we make grants for our state's waters, wildlife, and natural resources.
Mm-hmm. And those grants go to what kinds of things?
Oh, they go all over the state in every county. We have grants that go to manage some of our state natural areas. In fact, this year's theme of our field trips is to explore our state natural areas. So we raise money and make grants to help care for those natural areas, like help with management like prairie burns or tree planting or fish structures and that sort of habitat work.
So that really, that's how you coordinate and work with the DNR then?
Yeah, we also do make grants for rare and endangered species, and I know you've had a lot of the bird experts in our state mm-hmm. talking about the whooping crane, which
yeah.
at one point was totally extinct from our state, and now has been brought back, and we have whooping cranes nesting in this state and migrating, and so some of the grants that we make also support rare species, too.
Well, I think it's from my perspective, I think it's important to get out and experience nature up close. So, but I'm interested to hear what you've got to say about that.
Yeah, you know, one of our most popular programs is this field trip program that gets people outside to enjoy, especially our state-owned lands that belong to all of us.
Yeah.
And we just feel it's really important that people have a chance to engage directly with nature and with the experts who know more than anybody about these special places. And each year, Christine just does a wonderful job putting together new trips. And this year, she has like, I don't know, one-third new trips. So even if you've been on a field trip before, there's some new ones coming down the calendar.
She's a veteran and an expert, that's for sure. Christine, what types, maybe talk about the range of the types of field trips that are offered.
Yeah, well, we have about 53 different counties that we cover this year. Through our 22 years we've been doing it, we've hit every county of the state with different field trips. Well, with 151, we run the gamut of different types of trips. They're all unique trips, and let's just give you an idea. We have about 60 field trips that are about birds and bird watching or bird banding, over 50 trips that are on state natural areas. We have different trips on animals, different habitats, plants, canoe trips and kayak trips, pontoon boat trips, about fish and other environmental issues. But I think what really makes these field trips special is that they're led by oftentimes DNR experts in their field, the people who manage those particular properties, who work with those species day in and day out. Those are a lot of the field trip leaders. We also have some people who are not with the DNR who are expert naturalists in their field. So it's this, it's recreation, but more so it's education. You really find out a lot about Wisconsin when you go on our field trip.
And as a matter of fact, both of you, speaking of experts, both of you lead trips, if I'm not mistaken. Or am I mistaken? Maybe I am mistaken.
Yeah, we like to go on the trips.
Yeah, I'm more behind the scenes, making sure everybody's where they need to be.
All right. Well, that we need those people too. That'd be me too. You know, I actually, as I was looking at those trips, one that appealed to me is I was always a lousy fly fisher. I've never been never mastered it, and I never really had anybody show me properly how to do it.
Well, we have two different field trips that are about fly fishing. One would be one that's actually the mechanics of casting your flies and fishing. We have another field trip that's more in the Cooley region of Wisconsin that's more about how to read a stream and stream ecology, which you really should know a bit about when you're doing your fly fishing, especially to excel in your craft. To know about the stream is kind of an important thing. So that's with a DNR ecologist who is a stream ecologist.
So that combination puts you in pretty good shape if you want to get going on fly fishing.
Yes.
And I think, one of the cool things about the experiences, most of the time you don't have to be an expert at all. I mean, to join in. In fact, probably the opposite for most of us.
Yes. Well, I've been leading field trips for 17 years. I'm doing the field trip program for 17 years, so I've been able to get on quite a few field trips, and I have learned just so much about the state and about different natural resources, some fascinating facts. In fact, I was just saying how I was reading through the field trip booklet and that we have a field trip on native bees this year. This is a new field trip, and learning that honeybees are, of course, not native to Wisconsin, but there are between 400 and 500 species of native bees that do live in Wisconsin. And the field trip goes out with a local expert, learning about maybe the plants that pair with the certain bees and their relationship with one another.
We've had some shows where people are saying, I'd like to be able to attract bees to my... I've got these flowers and these things that really need pollination. So that might be a good possibility for somebody with that kind of interest.
Absolutely. The different types of trips and the different things you can learn about is just vast, like I had said. One of my favorite trips is with freshwater mussels. So there's three trips about freshwater mussels through the state. One on the lower Wolf. Or the Little Wolf River, the Lower Chippewa River, and the Maguanago River. And you go out, and here there's just this, you think it's just a stream if you just look at it from the side on the bank. And you walk in with the ecologist, and you start digging up into the sand, and you realize there's this whole other world under there.
Right under the sand.
Right under there. And these mussels are just incredible. So many different varieties. You know, Wisconsin, we are one of the best... most species in the world, and we have 53 species of native mussels in Wisconsin. So go out and learn the different kinds. Just from looking at them, you can pick them up, and they'll say, oh, that one's the pocketbook, because it looks like a pocketbook. One of them is called the heel splitter. I think you probably can figure out why. So we've gone on field trips and learned about that, and then when I've gone canoeing with my family on the Wisconsin River, the lower Wisconsin, you'll see them there, and you'll dig them up and be able to identify them and know what we're seeing. I think that's what's such a special thing about going on the trips.
And when you, let's say, on a canoe trip, for example, do you have to have your own canoe, or how does that usually work?
Well, it depends upon the trip. There are some where you do need to bring your own canoe, and some where there will be rentals available. But all of them, though you're recreating, you're out in a canoe, it's still an educational experience. You're learning about the management, the property, maybe the history. There's ones where you're actually learning about barrens ecology because you're canoeing through the barrens, maybe wetlands ecology, or some of them are even bird watching trips, birding while you're canoeing, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, wonderful. Talking today about the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin while we're talking about that organization, but also zeroing in on the field trips that they are sponsoring. They had 151 of them coming up this year for 2015. And I'm telling you from my own experience, they're great fun to participate in. And you may have some questions about them. I hope you will join in. Maybe you've got a specific area of interest that you'd like to know some more about, wonder if there's an event connected with it, or maybe you've been on a trip already. You can post that your experience on our Facebook page, or you just go to the Larry Mueller Show for that. Or you can phone in. Love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, you can also email us at talk@WPR.org. Heard on Facebook from Todd, who said, I was lucky enough to attend a field trip a few years back, a visit to the fabulous Need of Mine to see bats. Not a few bats. And he says in all big cap letters, a lot of bats.
Right. Actually, Larry, we're having that trip again this year. And unfortunately, it might be the last year with the white nose syndrome coming through. But Need of Mine is an old abandoned mine. It's actually the largest hibernaculum for bats in Wisconsin, where there's four different species that hibernate there. But the field trip, you go out with the bat ecologist from the DNR, learn about bats, but you go and you watch them swarm, their evening swarm, when they're coming out of the mine and swarming up above you and then going out to hunt for the evening. It's pretty special. It's also a fundraiser for the bat team, like the people who do the bat research in Wisconsin. So I guess that's another way that we connect people with properties or certain issues, is some of the field trips are fundraisers for these important projects. And they've been doing a lot of great research, looking at different bat colonies that are here right now and doing a great survey of the state before white nose really comes in to hopefully it doesn't, but in case it does, now we have a good baseline of what bats live where.
Yeah, and it's got to be, that's a trip that I haven't been on. It must be quite an experience to see those bats come.
Yeah.
We're not talking hundreds here. We're talking thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah. Tens of
and
thousands.
One of the really cool things is they have an infrared camera. So it's dark. You're out there after dark, and the stars are coming out. And some people sit in lawn chairs, and sometimes we've had refreshments there as well. And so if you sit at the opening of one of these and they have an infrared camera on it, you can look at the monitor. Even if you can't see these bats coming in and out, through the camera, you see tens of thousands of bats streaming by. You can hear them, but you can't always see them. It's kind of one of these magical field trips that we offer. And the Bat Conservation Fund is a permanent endowment, so when people go on this trip to Need of Mine or any of the other bat trips that are fundraisers, they're helping to contribute to this fund that'll be there forever. And we have 68 different endowments. This one's just for bats, but bats really need it. We really need a lot of research right now for bats.
Talking today with Ruth Obadahl and Christine Tanzer about the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin and its field trips, of which there are 151 this year. Hoping to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. Cheyenne Lentz, our on-air producer today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So happy to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guests, Ruth Obadahl, who is Executive Director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, and Christine Tanzer. She is the field trip coordinator for the NRF?
That's right.
NRF. There we go. Great to have them both with us. Again, you can join in. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. I know there have been many people who are listening in who have been on those trips and certainly love to hear from you about them. And if you have questions about what's coming up, please feel free to join in. Jim in Green Bay up next. Jim, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yeah, I had a question about how you plan the field trips on the Wisconsin River to avoid the areas that are so severely polluted by phosphorus and toxic algae that you can't get a canoe in the water, or you can't have a dog run off from shore and swim, or people can't get off a pier to get into a canoe because the toxic
Well, I'm not sure it's quite as bad as Jim is making out here, but maybe it is.
Yeah, there are...
Christine, go ahead.
Yeah, there are some places in the lower Wisconsin River that are still quite pristine and beautiful places to canoe. And usually, as far as you're asking, you know, how do I come up with the different trips? A lot of times it's the field trip leaders. I have various connections with people in the DNR who work on that area of the river, and maybe they want to show you a certain place that they've done restoration work, or they have they're working with certain environmental issues. So they're really the ones who choose where they want to bring the field trips. And we have had several, mostly on the lower Wisconsin River. As far as water quality, we do have a field trip that's a wonderful field trip out in Black Earth, which isn't exactly on the Wisconsin River, but it is near there. In Black Earth, you can learn about stream ecology and water ecology and actually get hands-on with looking at the stream. And, you know, it's interesting because stream ecology and stream monitoring is something that you could get involved in with citizen-based monitoring, which isn't necessarily the field trip program, but we're hoping that we turn people on to these certain environmental issues and they want to go the next step, and you can actually become somebody who monitors a stream for the DNR. This is citizen science, and actually mm-hmm. your work actually goes to help scientists who do the preservation work throughout the state.
Well, obviously, Jim's somebody who's very concerned about the quality of the water. So in his case, or for anybody else, probably then the DNR, your local DNR office is where you go?
Yeah, or yes, you could talk to them about if you have a particular issue. But as far as if you wanted to learn about more about citizen-based monitoring, they do. You could just look it up on the internet, citizen-based monitoring in Wisconsin. And they have various opportunities throughout the state. You know, another possibility would be doing frog monitoring, where you go out throughout the state and do your own survey of frogs. We have a new field trip this year, which I'm excited I want to go on.
Mm.
It's out at the Kickapoo Reserve, and it's a frog blitz where you go out. Yeah. So you've heard of maybe about birding blitzes or birdathons. Well, this is like a frogathon where you go out, and first you start. You don't have to know anything about frogs when you go. What they will do is teach you the 12 different native frogs that are in that area, and they teach you by their song and maybe what they look like, but mostly it's at night, so you won't be seeing them, but you'll be listening. And so we're hoping to get about 50 people there to blanket the reserve, because what they want to do is a survey of which frogs are in this reserve. And So you need quite a few people out there. This is real science people. And so they go out there, and what they want to do is they want to see if they can hear there's an endangered frog that has been there before. I think it's the Blanchard's cricket frog. And they want to see if they can recapture that being on the reserve again. So they're hoping that they can find it on the reserve. But the one way to do it is to have enough people out there at one time. So this is part of what the field trips are. Not all of them are like that, but this is really one where you can get hands-on and not only learn something, but be giving back to Wisconsin.
And a Blanchard's cricket frog.
I think...
Is that?
Well. Yeah, the endangered Blanchard's cricket frog. I've never heard of it either. Maybe it's endangered.
I'm going to say, here I've been in Wisconsin all the shows I've done. Unless I've just forgotten about it, I don't remember ever hearing anything about the Blanchard's cricket frog.
I don't know much about it, but you know what, Larry? I think I'm going to go on that field trip, and I think I'll find out more.
Well, and I'm sure you're going to hear, you know, you're going to get some education. You're going to, you know, learn about how they sound, what it sounds like now. Darn Cheyenne, I wish we had a Blanchard's cricket frog sound that I could put up on my and play. Maybe we'll do that. Well, we probably won't get it done today, but...
I'll see if I can find out more for you. I'll let you know. You can post it on Facebook.
Send me a sound, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, because that sounds pretty cool. So you're going to hear the sounds of these frogs, learn how to identify them, and they're pretty distinct. A lot of them are... I mean, very, very distinctive. That I do know.
Absolutely, right. And so you'll learn the different ways how to identify them, maybe how to tell how many there are.
Yeah.
And go out there and see if we could find out how many and what different species are in the Kickapoo Valley Reserve.
And so we haven't heard from the Blanchard's cricket frog in a while, and so we're going to go out there and
see if we can.
This is our ivory-billed woodpecker here.
Yes.
Story is what we're working on. Oh, man. Well, that sounds like fun. A mystery. We've got to solve it. Vivian in Green Bay, it's your turn. Hi, Viv. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I have been doing field trips with this foundation from early on, maybe 20, almost 25 years. My husband and I used to go on a lot of trips, and we had done things from banding osprey and the turtle flamble flowage to canoeing through downtown Milwaukee to netting dragonflies. And he passed away 14 years ago. I don't do as many anymore, but he was from Jersey City, New Jersey. We started doing the field trips, and what I took away from it even more than the things I learned about nature are the places in Wisconsin I, as a native Wisconsin resident, had no idea existed. We never would have sought those places out on our own because we didn't know about them. And it was, that was the big takeaway for me.
Well, Vivian, thank you so much for calling. I'm sure Christine and Ruth both have comments. Christine?
Yeah, well, hello, Vivian, because I recognize her name from going on field trips for so many years. Yes, we do have, I mean, that's the thing. We've been through every county of the state, so many different topics and different places that you can learn about. And you can, between, there's lichens and mushrooms, ferns, moths, butterflies, I said mussels, and there's a new one this year called recreational tree climbing, which is a new thing where you're going up in a harness to explore the treetops. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
There's wild edible plants. Mm-hmm. Another exciting trip is a train ride through the Tiffany Wildlife Area. Now, that's a big wetland complex on the lower Chippewa River up near Durand. And the only way, because it's so large, the only way that you can really get in is this antique open-top train. So you take the train in, and there's different stops along the way to walk in and do some bird watching, to visit the various habitats. There's various wetlands and prairies there.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a really neat one.
And Vivian, you mentioned the turtle flambeau flowage. I spent many, many hours and hours and hours on the turtle flambeau flowage, mostly fishing for muskies, although occasionally walleye fishing, too. But it's just a magical, magical place, isn't it, Ruth?
It's just a beautiful place. In fact, I wanted to thank Vivian for being with us all these years and invite you to continue on some of the field trips. Some of them, even if you don't want to be hiking on a strenuous hike, there's some wonderful pontoon boat trips on the Mississippi River or Horicon Marsh or even right here on Lake Mendota. And one of the beautiful things that I love about you calling in, Vivian, is that means you've been a member all these years. And we are a membership organization. One of the things that these trips do is they give people hope for the future. It just makes you feel good to learn about our beautiful state and know that the work that our foundation is doing is helping to support our natural resources. And up on the Turtle Flambeau, one of our members actually started an endowment fund for the Turtle Flambeau waters.
Oh.
And so now that endowment fund is, I think it's over $200,000.
Wow.
That's a permanent fund. And that's one of the special things that our foundation does is we help people express their love for the state by creating a fund for a special place or a special species. And the donor in this case just absolutely loves their turtle flambeau. And so each year there have been disbursements that go out and are mm-hmm. little grants that are paid out of that fund. And they're helping with erosion. They're helping with research on pine martens. They're helping with fish structures. It's just really incredible that people like Vivian join as a member and then just help support the greater cause here and give us hope for the natural beauty of our state.
Yeah. Vivian, you're a peach. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in with your comments. And I do hope you have a chance to go on some more of the trips. I think we may have lost her, but thank you. Thank you again, Viv.
Oh, I was going to say, too, Larry, one thing that we've heard from people when we go on the trips, and by the way, there's wonderful people on here, so come alone, come with friends, come with your family. Everyone's welcome. We've had a lot of people retire back to Wisconsin where the spouse grew up somewhere else, just like what Vivian was saying, and they're like, I want my spouse to learn about the beauty of the state. And so they use our field trips as like an introduction to the beauties of Wisconsin.
Just as Vivian did,
exactly.
from the sound of it, that's for sure. Well, Thanks again, Vivian. You can join in, too, by the way. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Sally in Wayland. Hi, Sally.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very excited about going on these field trips. I would love to be part of a study on listening to frog song and actually have my efforts go towards something. Fabulous. And then I also really, my family needs more information on the white nose syndrome for the bats. So I need to know, how do I go about signing up for these field trips? Because I need to get on the list right now.
Yeah, because the point is, the thing is, that these fill up. It's not like
they
sit there static. People are, especially people who have been in the past, they know, hey, I want to get in early. So you're smart, Sally. You're doing the right thing here.
Yeah.
How do we do that? How do we get involved?
Yes, that's a great question, Sally. Well, so we are a membership organization, and you do need to become a member to join in on the field trips. And you can go to our website, www.wisconservation.org, and become a member. And then registration for members opens at noon on March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the best way, is to go ahead and join us. It's a wonderful cause. And
did you say
benefits,
the amount? I forgot. The cost?
The membership is a donation of $25.
$25. Okay.
I'll do it.
And it supports a wonderful cause. And then you get an opportunity to go on the field trips. And, you know, we had 150 this year, last year 151 this year, and who knows, we'll have at least that much, if not more, next year. And usually about 40% of the trips are new opportunities and new trips visiting new places, as well as some of our old standards that people love. John Muir's Boyhood Haunts is another one that we've been having for years. Yeah, which is such an interesting thing about Wisconsin as well, is that he grew up here, and the areas that he loved as a boy are protected, mostly as state natural areas.
Yeah, that's
right
pretty
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sally, have you got all that?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Ruth, you were going to add something.
Yeah, Sally, I was just going to let you know about the white nose fungus if you'd like more information. You can go to the DNR's website and search GovDelivery, and that means you can sign up for listserv for a specific newsletter on specific animals. So there's a newsletter just for people who love bats and want to know what kind of research is being done on bats. Also, if you'd like to become a member at a larger level of the Natural Resources Foundation at wisconservation.org. We also, as a member benefit at the $50 level, I think it's the $50 level, offer the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And they often have articles about the latest research on bats and the white nose fungus.
And a whole bunch of other things. I love that magazine.
Me too.
Yeah, look forward to every issue. That is for sure. Well, you can join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, where, by the way, I believe we have posted a link to the foundation, the Natural Resources Foundation. So if you're looking for, you didn't get that written down, you want a quick link to it, we've got it right on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. So if you happen to be there, why, there, it'll be there. We had a Facebook comment from Tom. Thanks to the Natural Resources Foundation for adding the trip to experience the wetlands of the Pinoki Range this year. Very important to let people learn about this fantastic area.
Yes.
Comment, Christine.
We're having another trip there this year, walking through that area. You know, wetlands are really an important thing to learn about. I feel like we don't give them enough time in our lives to or credit for being such an important thing to Wisconsin. We have a couple other field trips about wetlands that are two wetland owners of two different places, one in Door County and one in Ozaukee County, where these are wetland owners who have done restoration on their own wetlands, are inviting people who are inviting people to come and learn about how to restore wetlands. Maybe if you're a property owner and have a wetland on your own property, wondering what you could do to help your wetland, they'll be there answering some questions. We also have two prairie field trips, which are owners, landowners there, who are telling you how they've restored their prairie in case you're thinking about doing that on your own property.
I think for a lot of people, like with the wetlands, for as an example, it's a, if you've thought about maybe you've got a wetland on your area in on your property or as part of your property, the opportunity to be able to see what one looks like when it's properly handled, cared for, and revitalized, I think it would really spur some action.
Absolutely, right. It might, yeah, cause some action for you to know different things that you could do to help your own wetland become the best that it could be.
Yeah, I bet you it'd spark a lot of interest for sure. Well, we have Amanda on from Black River Falls next. Hi, Amanda. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me. I have a suggestion for a field trip. Recently, I was talking with a friend of mine in southern Wisconsin, and she said, where can I see a frack sand mine that I've been hearing so much about? We don't have them in our region. And so I suggested to her Jackson and Trempealeau County, where our natural resources are being rapidly destroyed, ranges of hills of trees and trout streams and deer habitat, and people are being removed from their homes. So I think it's time that people from, you know, southern Wisconsin especially would be very surprised at what is going on here.
All right, let's turn to Ruth. Comment, Ruth?
Thanks, Amanda, for that suggestion, and I think it's definitely something we'll put on a list. You probably know from how we've been talking about the trips that we're usually visiting natural resource areas, although we do offer field trips to some very interesting facilities, some of them being wastewater treatment plants. Even the Nine Springs water treatment plant right here in Dane County, well, we have a tour this year. We also have had tours of the mill Milorganite, I'm not saying that correctly.
Milorganite, that's right.
Facility over in Milwaukee and so on. So we do like to provide opportunities for people to know how we keep our water clean here in this state and so on. So we'll definitely take this under advisement. Thank you so much for your suggestion.
That Nine Springs, thanks again, Amanda. I appreciate the call. That Nine Springs, I love going by that treatment plant.
The birds.
It is just unbelievable in the spring, well, all year long, all spring, summer, and fall. But the migrations, you will see, I don't even know how many species. It's unbelievable amounts of
species. Waterfowl, ducks, herons, night-crowned herons. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. So, not a bad trip to be on. So that is one that you've got scheduled this year, Nine Springs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, water treatment facility.
What are some, it'd be fun to hear your experiences. You both obviously been on many and many, many of them. What are some memorable moments from field trips? Do you have some that you could share?
Many of them. Well, there's two of them that I've really appreciated. I think one of the first field trips that I went on was the geology of the Baraboo Hills, which is led by Phil Fauble. He's a DNR geologist. And it was just fascinating. Here we go to these different places in the Baraboo Hills where maybe I've visited before, Parfrees Glen, Abelman's Gorge.
Yeah.
But he really brings it to life. There's this amazing history here. This geological history that, I mean, you might just look at this rock face and it doesn't mean much to you. But when he brings the story to life, it's pretty amazing what you can
how
learn.
It came to be there and
how
it
came to be.
Why it looks the way it looks.
Absolutely. I don't want to spoil the surprise because it's a pretty amazing story. You're just going to have to go on the field trip and find out more about it. That's a really great one. And another one I think Ruta has mentioned is Saw-Wet Owl Banding. I brought my kids along on that field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one that has stuck with them for the longest time.
I think Judith Sears Poisson, my producer, went on that Saw-Wet Owl Banding trip and loved it.
Yeah, and that is one that specifically is family-friendly. I think... I think there's about 50 trips on of the 150 that are family friendly. The other 100 are more geared towards adults and lifelong mm-hmm. learners. And but around 50 of them, not that kids aren't welcome to come on those trips, but they're mm-hmm. really not necessarily geared towards kids. Well, these other 50 that we indicate in our lineup are more geared towards kids, and we have different age ranges that we specify in the booklet what would be appropriate for different ages of kids.
And the booklet's up online at your
yes.
site, right?
Yes, you can go to our website, wisconservation.org, and we have a link to an online ebook. We've made an ebook of our booklet that has lots of wonderful pictures. And it lists all the different trips, their physical levels. We do range them between a scale of 1 to 5, maybe what kind of physical level it might be in case you need to think about that. And then what ages of kids and how many people are on that trip. A lot of them, we try to make this a quality experience, so we yeah. limit the particular amount yeah. of registrations. That's why, as you had said before, field trips sometimes fill up quickly. Maybe some experiences where you're out picking up lake sturgeon on Lake Superior, there's only 10 people that fit in the boat. So that yeah. one is going to fill up really fast. But there's others, like the train ride in the Tiffany Bottoms. There's 65 people who can fit on there. There's a number of leaders, so you're broken up into smaller groups going out with your hike, so it is still a wonderful experience, but getting on the train, we can have more people on that.
And we had Karen wondered again, or asked you to repeat, how to become a member of the Natural Resources Foundation. And Ruth, you want to talk about that from...
Yeah, thanks, Karen. We'd love to have you join us and the other 4,000 people who are members of the Natural Resources Foundation. You can go to our website at wisconservation.org and sign up as a member. The basic membership is $25, and that gets you early bird registration to these field trips before they're open to the public. You can also give us a call at our office, and we have an 800 number, which I probably don't have in front of me right now. But if you go to wisconservation.org, you'll be able to find it.
And let's give that 800, because I do have people chastise me, and rightly so, for saying, you always give the website, but you never give the phone number. I want the phone number.
You bet. Here it is, 866-264-4096.
Wait a minute, 866-264-4096.
And that's for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. We'd love to have you as a member.
Okay, so 1-866-264-4096. 4096.
That's right.
All right. I remembered it. And here we had a suggestion. I'm going to thank you so much. We're about out of time. But Jim in Oconomowoc says, hey, you ought to have a field trip to see the Eagles in northern Wisconsin.
That sounds great.
So, Christine, put that on your
wonderful. Yeah, on my list
back
for next year.
For next year.
We do have raptor migration that happens over Lake Superior. That's one that you can see, but nothing on eagles in specific, except for the turtle flambeau flowage, where you can actually be banding the eagles there.
Yeah,
which is pretty exciting.
Jim, you gotta take a look at that magazine. You're gonna maybe want to go and band. How cool would it be to band an eagle? Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
They have nesting platforms. Somebody climbs up and brings down the young eagles, and you band them. And yeah, they've been doing great studies on the turtle flambeau with the eagles and the ospreys mm-hmm. and the populations there.
Well, you guys are full of good information. You know that. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure that you're going to have great success again this year. Always fun talking with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ruth Obadal is Executive Director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Christine Tanzer is the Field Trip Coordinator for the Natural Resources Foundation. She's the one that comes up with all these trips. And, you know, she's got to find 30 or 40 new ones every year to go along with the other 120 or so. So she's kind of busy. She's a busy gal, a little busy gal. You know, I know another busy person, Darren Bush. He's a busy guy, too. He's the chief paddling evangelist, as I like to call him, owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports in Madison, and he's going to be up next to talk about Canoe Copia. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.